Yeah, well, I have been lobbying, obviously, very strongly this last number of weeks, especially since Christmas there, because it's really unprecedented the amount of damage that's been done to our roads because of the weather, the potholes and that, but also too, like, there's been lack of investment in drainage for years and years and years, and really, like, the chickens have come home to roost in this one, like, because of the lack of investment. But I must say, I have asked the council to begin paying overtime on Saturdays, and obviously instead of finishing up at 4, half 4 in the afternoon, that they'd work on to 6 because of the bright evenings. The engineers are going to consider that this week, and also the fact that they also agreed that they'd look at bringing on the temporary men now straight away again, which we normally bring in for the summer season. So they are given consideration to do that, to try and help.
They are also in the process of applying for emergency funding to tackle this issue as well.
Yeah, well, especially in the Main Street and Belfast, Stranorder, that work is not planned to happen to at least well into 2019, because there's a new main sewer go down the Main Street in Stranorder over to Belfast. In the meantime, the road there will not hold. Filling potholes is not an option on the busiest roads in Donegal. So they have wrote to the TIA asking for a special allocation to kind of cut out and patch the long strips that are damaged there. I'm not aware of any special allocations for the county roads, and they are, as I said, are particularly bad. They have agreed that whatever funding they have on hand at the moment, they will go out and repair and fast forward the roads programme to repair the storm damaged roads there, and they have some money for that. But it is in desperate situation, because we have drivers telling us that they're paying for VRT and car tax and petrol and diesel and tax and house property charges and everything else. And they've never seen the roads as bad. And especially here in the east of Donegal, with the extra traffic, obviously the continuing wet weather, frost, everything, it is unprecedented. And it just cannot be allowed to continue without some emergency plan. I welcome the fact that Fianna Fáil put a motion onto the government to the Dáil last week, which was supported by Sinn Féin, to ask for an increase in funding for local roads. While we all welcome money for motorways and Lewis lanes and everything else, you have to maintain the local county roads. You just can't let them just fall apart. It's the old saying, a stitch in time saves nine, and it's gone well beyond that at the moment. So we need somebody to look at our county and regional roads and pick them seriously.